Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Delighted to be with you today. Two great hours coming up. Trent Horn, first hour. Carla Broussard, second hour. It's Ask Me Anything. If you want to know anything about the Catholic faith, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884. 888-318-7884. And we pay for all this by coming to you once a quarter and asking for your support. So we'll be doing that today as well. During some of the breaks and whatnot, we'll be asking you for your financial support. And that number is a different number. Let me give out one more time the number to call if you want to talk to Trent. That's the number that comes right in here to the studio so that you can jot it down if you got a question. And then I'm just going to give out the other number for the rest of the hour. 888-318-7884 is the number to get you in here to the studio. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, whether you are Catholic or not, you are welcome to call that number. I said one more time, but I meant two more times. 888-318-7884. All right. The other number I will give out and website and place that you can text has to do with funding our operations for the next 3 months. That's how Catholic Answers has always stayed on the air doing what we're doing. We just ask you to fund the next 3 months. And that costs $225,000 for us to be fully funded for 3 months, doing all the hours and hours of radio and podcasting and all that we do. $225,000 over the course of 3 months. Give us 3 months of that. That'll get you about 3 seconds on the air on network television if they're airing the Super Bowl. For us, gets 3 months of explaining and defending the Catholic faith all around the world. So would you be the first person to call? 888-291-8000 is the place to go to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. 12 of our colleagues in the building here on the phones. 13 now ready to take your calls. 888-291-8000. All right, I'm about to bring Trent on, but let me explain how this works. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We have a donor who says, you raise 20, I'll give you 20. So let's raise 20 this hour. That'd be a great way to get started. 888-291-8000. You can go and give safe and secure online on your phone, on your computer, on whatever device you're using, probably your toaster and your refrigerator these days. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Still looking for that first caller. Will you break the ice for us here? 888-291-8000. And then we have a second match today, and we have never had a match like this before. It's odd. There's our first caller. Thank you so much for that call. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, we've been asking lots and lots of donors to come in at the $10, $20 a month level in recent years, and donors have been supporting that. We have money pledged for today, and just for today, that there will be a second match for anybody who can make a $1,000 or more one-time gift. Any gift of $1,000 or more one time is going to be matched a second time today. As I said, we've never done that before. We've never had that kind of offer on the table before, but we're very grateful to the donors who made that possible. So everybody gets their donation matched at 888-291-8000, up to $20,000 today. And if you can make a one-time gift of $1,000 or more, you'll get it matched a second time. 888-291-8000. Safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or just text the word Catholic to 24365. That's Catholic to 24365 because that's how often we love Jesus, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Trent Horn is the author of a new book called Confusion in the Kingdom. And it's one of the gifts we're giving away during this pledge drive. He's also the podcaster, YouTuber extraordinaire over at the Council of Trent. And he's done many, many other things. Trent, thanks for being here with us for this fundraising hour.
Oh, Cy, thank you so much for having me.
Again, 888-291-8000, the number 888-291-8000. You also do debates with people, Trent. You had anything good lately? Anything interesting?
Oh, I had it interesting. I sat down with Pearl Davis. She has 2 million subscribers on YouTube. She basically tells men that marriage is a bad deal for them. She claims to be Catholic. She reaches a lot of people. She's been on Piers Morgan on television. Her name gets around. And so I engaged her to show that what God has given to human beings is certainly not bad for them. That we have decades and decades of empirical research to show that men in general are better off being married. It provides a strong foundation for society, for the family. So we had an interesting debate. I'll put it that much. That's available over at Pints with Aquinas. So I just got done with that. And tonight, actually, I'm going to be doing another debate. This time we partnered up with Jimmy Akin. He and I will be debating two Protestants on the doctrine of justification. So lots of great stuff. And the support, everyone who supports Catholic Answers Live, by supporting that, you are also helping us to have resources to be able to do these wonderful debates and other events.
Again, the number, there's four folks on the lines right now, 12 lines open. That means lots of our colleagues are on the phones. When you call, you're calling right into this building. You're talking to folks we work with every day here at this building. And we need your support right now. This is our opportunity once each quarter to come to you and ask you for your support. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go to the phones right now and let Trent answer some questions. I will just remind you of this. Any pledge is matched dollar for dollar this hour up to $20,000. And if you make a one-time pledge of $1,000 or more, it is matched a second time, an extraordinary opportunity today, something we've never had before. 888-291-8000 is that number. Let's go to Dallas, Texas. Justin is in Dallas, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Justin, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Trent.
Hey, Trent, this is Justin. That comment you made to me a couple hours ago, I thought I'd call in and ask you if you could expound a little bit. We were talking about the icons and relics. And you had mentioned something about, you know, how people don't ever mention Exodus. And I just thought maybe you could expound on that a little bit for me, and if you had any resources that you could point me to.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for calling in. Sai, funny story here. Justin came down and visited my studio set here in Dallas, and he graciously donated some surplus material that he had, equipment, because we're in the process of building up the studio here, which also, if you donate and support Catholic Answers through Catholic Answers Live, that helps us to do this, to build out a studio set here so it's not just me against the blank wall. Very excited. In the next few weeks, we're going to start to do that. Justin dropped off some material,
Oh, cool.
And he asked me a question. We were talking about the veneration of icons and relics. And what's interesting is that some Protestants will cite early church fathers who had a skepticism towards venerating icons as being a kind of newer devotion within the church. Even those who had maybe some skepticism towards it, they did not apply a condemnation of it from a biblical perspective, like saying, oh, well, this is obviously immoral as per the book of Exodus about images there. In fact, we have found older depictions prior to the Council of Nicaea of images on the walls of house churches, images that may have been used in veneration for themselves. So it's very interesting there. But if people want more resources on that, especially when it comes to relics, I would definitely recommend two resources I can think of would be our 20 Answers booklet, Relics and Sacramentals. So 20 Answers, Relics and Sacramentals. There's also a wonderful book on relics by Joan Carol Cruz titled appropriately enough, Relics. So there's also a lot of great resources on icons. You can search for that on our website at Catholic.com. But Justin, thank you so much for calling in and for your donation you made earlier today. It's really going to build up what we're doing at Catholic Answers.
I didn't even know Justin had given you stuff when I put him on the air first. And but I guess that worked out. A little bit of serendipity there. Justin, thank you very much. I'm just going to take a quick minute to let you know again that we are in the beginning stages of our May pledge drive, where we ask you to help us be fully funded through the summer, basically. More than 25 years, more than 26 years now, we've been doing this live on the air, and you've always paid for it up front. It's kind of like a pay it forward kind of thing, if I understand that concept correctly, where folks give us the money to stay on the air for the next 3 months, and then we just keep doing what we're doing and growing and expanding and all of that. Gone from being on about 7 stations 26 years ago to being on nearly 400 stations now, and also on outlets around the world. All of that you have paid for, and we need your help again. Two matches. Anybody who gives, your pledge is matched this hour, up to $20,000. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and talk with our colleagues who are waiting on the line. But we've never had this opportunity before, but this is what is on offer from donors who wanted to help us generate actually some larger gifts, which is something we have not asked for a while. And so if you can give a one-time gift of $1,000, $1,500, maybe $2,500, some people can do $5,000 or $10,000. And I know those are big numbers, but there are people who can do it. It's all going to be matched dollar for dollar a second time. this hour. So perfect time to call if you are in circumstances where you are able to do that, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Trent Horn is our guest. We go now to Midland, Texas. Ryan is in Midland, Texas, also listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Ryan, go ahead with your question for Trent.
Well, real quick, Cy, when you said the first caller was from Dallas, I immediately start thinking of Larry Hagman for some reason.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not from the TV show Dallas. When we say Dallas, it's from the city of Dallas. As a matter of fact, we've never had a caller from a fictional TV show, I don't believe, Ryan. We may have. There was the time Superman called, but no, it was not Larry. It was not JR from Dallas.
All right. I wanted to ask you, Trent, what would be the best way for us as Catholics to show our fellow Latin Catholics that Eastern Rite Catholics exist as well? Because I honestly, for a long time, have felt in my heart that they don't get a lot of the recognition they deserve because they don't. They're not the same as us as far as our traditions are concerned and all that.
Sure. Ryan, do you attend an Eastern Rite church? Do you attend one of them?
No, but there's a Maronite church in San Antonio and one in El Paso and a couple of Byzantines in North Texas.
Yes, yes. No, you're right. A lot of people, when they think of the Catholic Church, they think primarily of the largest rite. When we say Catholic Church, we almost should say Catholic churches. These are different churches with their own unique expressions of the faith that are bound together by a common teaching of the deposit of faith, and also by bishops and patriarchs who are in union with the Bishop of Rome as the visible head of the church. So when we go through them, a lot of people, they think of Catholicism, they think of the largest rite, which would be the Latin rite of the church in the West. But there are many other Eastern rites. There's Byzantines, Syro-Malabar, Maronite, which you just mentioned. So all kinds of different ones. And to help people to be aware of that, the Latin Rite Catholics, there's a variety of things that you can do. We actually have a booklet. And if you stay on the line, I'd love to get a copy to you. And anyone else listening, definitely go and pick that up. We offer a booklet called 20 Answers Eastern Catholicism. So 20 Answers Eastern Catholicism is a booklet we offer at Catholic Answers that helps to explain that more. You can always give it to a friend and say, hey, I read this. You may not know about this. It's actually really cool. And then just inviting and letting them know. It's similar to if you invite a friend to a traditional Latin mass who's never been. You might say, hey, you know, you might not understand everything, the entire flow of what's going on. Just kind of absorb everything. Many other Eastern Rite parishes and churches also offer community events where it's a great opportunity to go and learn about the Eastern Church. So, for example, many Byzantine churches might have an iconography workshop. Maronite churches, all the Maronite churches I've attended over the years, once a year, they always seem to do a Lebanese food festival. And that's always a rollicking good time with very good food and performances usually. So those are also great opportunities to invite people to say, hey, come and check out this celebration at the parish and then learn more about the parish's liturgical life. And then just going and taking it all in. But 20 Answers Eastern Catholicism. There's also a podcast called Light of the East. I believe that's a Byzantine Catholic podcast, Light of the East, that I would also highly recommend. So those are some great resources when it comes to this wonderful aspect of our universal Catholic Church.
Ryan, thank you very much for the call. I think on display there is everything you get from Catholic Answers and why we ask you for your support. I mean, I'm here to pick up the obscure 1980s TV references and Trent here to answer questions about the faith. And I don't know where you're going to get a combination like that anywhere else. So now's the time to pick up the phone and call and support Catholic Answers and help us stay on the air for the next 3 months. 16 lines open at the moment. The number is 888-291-8000. You can, it all goes to the same place, same matches and everything, if you go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let me give you the phone number once more a little bit slower because I get whipped up. 888-291-8000. Any pledge this hour is matched dollar for dollar. And because of a interesting donation we have, something that we've never done before, Large donors, any gift of $1,000 or more right now is matched a second time, dollar for dollar. Perfect time to give if you are of the means to be able to do that, and maybe you were thinking about doing it tomorrow or the next day. It is, I can promise you, just for today. It won't be on offer tomorrow, but we do have a donor who will cover it today. So 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Please do fill up those lines. We've got all of our colleagues, or many of our colleagues, just waiting by the phones for you to call. So whether it's a $1 pledge, a $1,000 pledge, or a $1 trillion pledge, there's probably nobody who could pledge $1 trillion. Not even Elon Musk could do that, unless he did it in installments. We'd take that. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. Call and talk with one of our colleagues and make your pledge. Trent Horn is our guest. And now we're going to Henry in Birmingham, Alabama, listening on the Guadalupe Radio app. Henry, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Trent.
Hey, Trent, I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm a huge fan. Your book, Why We're Catholic, actually helped me in my conversion to the faith recently. But I just had a question about Catholics who, like public figures or people who might be political, who are Catholic and preach that they're people should join the Catholic Church, but may not necessarily be the best Catholics, or in some instances, maybe even might be heretical, and some not necessarily like a heretic, but might even preach some heretical stuff. And I have a couple examples in mind.
I think a lot of people have examples in mind, but I'd like to let Trent get an answer in, and then we'll see if that satisfies you. Trent?
Yeah, so I would just say, on the one hand, we can always rejoice that Christ is being preached, even when he is being preached imperfectly. St. Paul talks about that with the super apostles and with those who were fomenting schism in the early church. So he was grateful that Christ was being preached, but at the same time, he was not indifferent to their errors. So when you had people like the Judaizers who were preaching that in order to become Christian, you had to be circumcised, you had to become Jewish before you could become Christian, Paul said that created an obstacle to grace, an obstacle to the gospel, and he vociferously opposed that. So if there are public figures who are promoting the gospel, who are promoting Catholicism, but they are in error, I think what is helpful here is that one should offer a public reply to show others, hey, here's what they're getting right, but here's also what they are getting wrong for you to be aware of. Don't throw away everything that they're saying. They could be saying very true things about Christ Church, but here are some errors that they have promoted that you ought to be wary of. So I think that's important here, that everybody who makes themselves a public figure opens themselves up to that kind of fair public criticism. And so I think that can be helpful to use that as a platform if they are raising Catholicism in the public consciousness. That's a good thing. But to also offer correction so that people are not misled, especially not being misled into accepting a kind of counterfeit Catholicism.
Henry, I'm going to come back to you since I kind of cut you off a little bit. That all make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, that was perfect. I just wanted to say thank you to you and Trent. Trent, you're a great apologeticist. You're one of the big reasons why I decided to come to the church after I read some of your books. I just wanted to thank you, man.
Praise be to God. I'm so grateful he used all of that to lead you closer to him. So I hope our listeners will pray for this young man. And definitely anyone who's listening that you can see here, I would love for everyone listening to partner with us to help more and more people come to know the love of Jesus Christ and the salvation that comes through his church. That's why I get up every morning, come into the office, my little office in Dallas just by myself, but still working and collaborating with everyone. It truly is a great blessing.
Henry, thank you so much for those kind words. I'm glad I went back to Henry there. That was very, very nice to hear. I have to say, it is something I'm sure you don't get used to hearing, Trent, but like, for example, your book, Why We're Catholic, I think it has helped many, many people to overcome obstacles. That's what the radio, I think that in some ways, I think that's the primary job of the radio program, is to help people overcome obstacles. You know, like, I just can't get past the praying to the saints or the Mary or the purgatory or whatever it is, or maybe even it's belief in God. That's another one of your books. You wrote a book kind of how to defend God, so to speak, answering atheism.
Yes, answering atheism. That's correct.
That's what we do here, and we need your support to keep doing it. It costs $225,000 every 3 months. That is our goal to reach. I'll tell you, I'm going to go right back to the phones, but I'll just give you an update. I think we've got about 16,000 of that 20 left. Is that, am I about right, Darren? About 16,000 of it left. So it was a slow start, but we can get there. Every pledge is matched dollar for dollar. 100% match, dollar for dollar, up to $20,000 this hour. So 16 more thousand to use up there. And if you're making a pledge $1,000 or more, we got a donor who said, I want to kickstart this thing. We'll get it going from the first day. Actually, more than one donor. And so we decided to give it a try. If you can make a pledge of $1,000 or more, a one-time gift of $1,000 or more, it will be matched a second time. So double matched this hour, $1,000 or more. And next hour as well. I don't want to deceive you, but it will just be today. It will not be tomorrow or the next day. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Back to the phones we go for Trent. Dan's in Phoenix, Arizona, watching on YouTube. Welcome, Dan. Go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. I'm a Protestant who's been studying Catholicism for the past, I'd say, 6 to 7 months.
Okay.
And I've read a lot of books, and I've actually started having my wife look at some of this as well. Yesterday, I think it was on Facebook, Tim Staples posted about, and it came from someone's question, I think, but about there being two judgments, and when you die, you have having two, one right after you die, and then one later. And that surprised me, and it even seemed to surprise some of the listeners, or not listeners, but folks that commented below about there being two judgments after you die.
Correct. So the Catechism of the Catholic Church says in paragraph 1022, each man receives his eternal retribution in his immortal soul at the very moment of his death, in a particular judgment that refers his life to Christ, either entrance into the blessedness of heaven through a purification or immediate and everlasting damnation. So that's called the particular judgment because think about it, when we die, our soul leaves our body and the soul doesn't wait in some kind of a limbo state until the end of the world. Our soul immediately, so think about this, our soul, when it leaves our body, it is either in friendship with God or not in friendship with God. If it's not in friendship with God, there is no limbo. You don't go to heaven. You don't go to limbo. You would go to hell. You would go to damnation. But if you die and your soul is in friendship with God, you would go to heaven. And if there are sins that still cling to the soul, impurities, you're still attached to venial sin, then you'll be cleansed of that in through purgatory, which is just the process of purification for the elect, for those who die in God's friendship. So everyone who dies, you're going to either heaven or hell. There's no limbo where you wait until the end of the world. So that judgment of where you go at death, that's the particular judgment. Now, the final judgment, the last judgment, that's not so much to determine, you know, the fate of your soul. That's already been determined when you die. But that's to make known. That's to make known at the end of history what Christ talks about, that all things that have been concealed will ultimately be revealed. That will be the final judgment when instead of it being made known privately to each of our souls, what is our fate? The ultimate fate of reality, the great cosmic battle between the devil and, you know, the agents of darkness and the sons of light, all of that will be made known at the final judgment when Christ returns in victorious glory, bringing about an end to history, at least to the earthly history of this age, and ushering in the age to come. So at that final judgment, everything will be set of who will be departed, who will belong to the sheep, and who will belong to the goats. And at that final judgment also, some people who are alive at that time, they will also undergo their particular judgment at the same time. They will just experience that if they happen to be alive at the second coming when Christ returns. They will just, the judgment will take place for them right at that moment. But throughout, you know, for most of us, it will be a particular judgment, then an intermediate period where we'll be in either heaven or hell or being purified for heaven, and then ultimately entering into heaven at the final judgment. So I hope that is helpful for you. If you or our listeners would like to learn any more about that, we have a booklet that I wrote actually called 20 Answers Last Things. I think it's 20 Answers Last Things. I know it's heaven, hell, judgment is part of it, but that's available at our website, Catholic.com. I think we also have an audio series from that by my friend Carlo Broussard called Last Call, the Catholic Teaching on Death, Judgment, Heaven, Hell, an audio series you can get at shop.catholic.com.
Dan, thank you. It's beautiful news to hear that you have been studying and considering the Catholic faith. I'm very happy that you called. I hope that you will call again and we'll continue the conversation. You'll understand we're about to go to the break, however, so I'm going to do that. And this is a perfect time to call if you're ready to make your pledge. If you want to help, if you want to partner with us, as Trent puts it, if you'd like to partner with us in sharing the truth about the Catholic faith, the truth about the person of Jesus and his church. All you do is pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000 right now. Lots of folks on the line to take your call. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Trent Horn this hour, next hour, Carla Broussard, both hours, ask anything. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, and it's been very nice. Had some new Catholics, some non-Catholics, some Catholics, so that's a good mix for us. Hey, whatever you are, you're welcome to call here. If you have a question about the faith, if you have a question about morals, about what the Church teaches, about why the Church teaches what it teaches, you are very welcome to call 888-318-7884 and get your questions answered or engage in conversation, however you want it to go, 888-318-7884. But we are into the second half hour now of our first hour of our pledge drive. We only come to you 6 hours every quarter, just 6 hours every quarter, and we only use up a little bit of each hour to ask you to support us. Right now, we have 16 of our colleagues on phones waiting for your call. Three of them are engaged, so that means 13 lines open. And let me just reset for you a little bit. We are entirely dependent on our donors to keep us going. It really is, as Trent used a wonderful word the first half hour, it's a partnership. And we try to do our part in the partnership. Certainly anyone who's a monthly donor knows that they're a member of our Society 315. We send them all kinds of stuff. You know, when they started, they got the T-shirt and the bumper sticker and all that. But now we try to give regular articles, video interviews, just interesting stuff to share. So there really is a community so that people don't feel it's just you support us, but we want to make it a community of people who want to do what we do, which is explain and defend the Catholic faith. So right now, if you come in at a $10 a month level, you'd be part of that Society 315. Just make a pledge of $10 a month right now at 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And then it'll all get doubled. So your $120 for the coming year will immediately be doubled by a donor. If you are a particularly blessed person who can do a large donation, we have a donor who will match a second time any gift up to $20,000. Everything's getting matched once, but any gift $1,000 or more right now is going to get matched a second time. As I've said, we've never had that offer before, but we have very generous donors who try to help us to get through these pledge drives successfully, and that's available to you right now. If you can pledge $1,000, maybe you could pledge two or three or five. I don't know what your circumstances are, but if you can do that, right now, we have not used up a lot of the pledge money, so up to a very high amount, it can be double matched right now at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. And those of you who are Trent Horn fans, which I know there are many, if you come in at the $20 a month level, you get Trent's new book, Confusion in the Kingdom, along with one of Joe Heschmeyer, no, excuse me, well, along with Jimmy Akin's book, The Bible is a Catholic Book. So can you come in at the $10 a month or $20 a month level? Please pick up the phone right now, 888-291-8000. And if you are one of those people who is especially blessed, just for today, double matching all pledges of $1,000 or more. If you can make a one-time gift of $1,000 or more right now, it will be double matched. 888-291-8000 or online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I don't want to just tie up the lines. I want to let people talk with Trent. So back to the phones we go. Joseph is in Tennessee. Joseph, welcome. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, I want to say I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
And I thank you for it. It's been very helpful.
Well, thank you very much, Joseph.
Yeah, and my question is about the Greek Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church. I know there are similarities, but I also like to know what the differences might be. And were they ever together at one time? And also, the last thing is, which one came first?
The
sure.
Egg.
Right. Well, I would say that certainly the church was, at its very beginning, one church. I mean, Christ speaks about establishing you have one church, one body of Christ. Christ's intention was never for there to be more than one church or hundreds of different denominations. There's one church, and you look in the early church fathers, that church that was valid are those that have valid bishops, priests, and deacons that can trace their roots, trace their ordinations back to the apostles. So when it comes to the Eastern Orthodox, you use the term Greek Orthodox, and that is a subset of Eastern Orthodoxy, a split from the Catholic Church, the Universal Church, that comes from the 11th century, but the Eastern and Western Church had been growing apart for centuries before that. So the church was certainly united in its first few centuries. Actually, the very first schism was about 500, 600 years before that. That was in the 5th century during the Council of Chalcedon, when the church was helping to refine the understanding the incarnation and Christ being fully human and fully divine. There were some in the Assyrian East that broke away, though we've made a lot. So that's the Assyrian churches of the East. But we've made a lot of progress in resolving those theological difficulties in their views about the incarnation and Christology. Then several centuries later, you have the split between the East and the West. But a lot of that there, even today, what we would say as Catholics is that the Eastern Orthodox Church, it is a true church. It has valid holy orders. The Eastern Orthodox priests, they celebrate a valid liturgy that confects the Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, because they have valid ordinations going all the way back to the apostles. So we have much in common sacramentally, theologically. Where we differ, though, the biggest difference is probably going to be in terms of authority, that as Catholics, we recognize that the Pope is the successor of St. Peter, and the Pope is the leader of the earthly church, just as Peter was the leader of the apostolic church. And the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, provides unity for all of the other bishops throughout the world. That's what makes it possible for there to be ecumenical councils held throughout the entire world, because you have the Pope who's involved in order to ratify them. So recognizing that while Eastern Orthodox do recognize the authority of the Pope in some sense, it's not the same as the Pope being the visible head of the church, having a charism of infallibility to guide and teach. That's where we have disagreements. There's some disagreements about Trinitarian theology and about whether we say the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. Some people have used other language, from the Father through the Son. So there's a lot of things, there are important elements that still divide us, but many, many things that unite us together. So I would definitely recommend you to go and research that more. We have a lot of great resources about that on our website. We just put out a new book by Michael Lofton called Answering Orthodoxy that engages claims from Eastern Orthodox who have tried to lead some Catholics away from the Catholic faith towards their view of Orthodoxy, engaging some of their arguments about the history, which came first, as you asked. So definitely go and check out Answering Orthodoxy by Michael Lofton, available at shop.catholic.com.
Joseph, thank you very much. Lots of folks on the phones, so I am going to let Trent do his work, but I got to let you know the phones have not been ringing off the hook. Some generous folks have come through to help us, keep us in the game here, so to speak, but we've got about 20 minutes left, maybe more like 25 minutes left with you this hour, and we've got $13,000 of match left. $13,000 of match to use up in a little more than 20 minutes. We've seen that done before, but we need your help. Particularly, I would ask those who are particularly blessed, are in a good financial situation, are in a good position, and can make a pledge of $1,000 or more. If we could use up the entire pledge amount, it would be very helpful to us. And today, we're doing something new, something that has never been done before. A generous donor has said on the first day, I will match any gift $1,000 or more, any one-time gift of $1,000 or more. So if you're a person who can do that, in addition to the match we generally have, which is usually a $20,000 match, and that's for the whole hour, anybody gives in any amount. So you say you give $1,000. It'll be matched on that $20,000 match, but it'll be matched again on this second match. So it's really an extraordinary thing. As I've said, we've never done it before. We won't do it again in this pledge drive. Today's the only day we are able to offer that. And if you would pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, only one person on the line right now. We've got 17 of our fellow employees here at Catholic Answers waiting on the lines to talk with you. They will get you done in about 90 seconds if you want. If you say, I'm in a hurry, get this done, they know how to get you out of there in about 90 seconds. Or if you just want to chat, you want to tell them your story, you want to tell them how you came to find Catholic Answers or what it's meant to you, you want to know their story, well, they'll sit and chat with you. But we do need to fill up those lines if we're going to make our match this hour. About $13,000 to go and a little more than 20 minutes to do it. Can we? We're going to need some of those $1,000, $2,000, and maybe even $5,000 gifts this hour. 888-291-8000. All right. Now, there's four folks on the line. Let's see if we can keep that going up. But the other thing you should know is when all these lines are open, you're not keeping anybody else off the line. If you're thinking, well, you know, I only have a little bit to pledge. Well, it's been small donors who have kept us on the air for 26 years. We need you, and don't feel that you're keeping anyone else off the line, because there's 13 lines open right now. 888-291-8000. Going to Oregon now. Joseph is in Oregon, watching on YouTube. Hey, Joseph, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Trent.
Before I get to my question, Trent, I loved the debate with Pearl Davis. As a married man, I am not miserable. So I appreciated you stepping into that conversation.
Are you sure, Joseph, you're not lying or crazy? Because that's Pearl's explanation for why you feel that way.
And there's no one in the room with me.
Okay, good.
thanks for checking. Good. My question is related to the debate. I see Pearl Davis, she's not the only one saying the things she's saying.
Lots of
I think the culture in a lot of ways is swinging back from the soy boy feminism to a lot of like alt-right toxic masculinity. And I think the desire for masculinity is good. Clearly that is an extreme. Do you see this trend as well? And what's the church's answer to it, do you think?
Yeah, so I am concerned about this, that, you know, there has been a... you know, a campaign against men as a part of radical feminism for the past 50 years. We even see it in public school systems where little boys are treated like defective girls. You know, you can't sit still. You want to move, so you're acting up, and you know, it's all about girl power, girl boss, and you even have campaigns saying that promoting masculinity, that anything that values men for being men is considered toxic masculinity. And so, of course, men are going to rebel against that and feel like they've been stepped on for long enough. But there is a difference between macho and masculine. There's a big difference for that macho would be someone who is a caricature of masculinity, that sees women as being some kind of an enemy to conquer and subjugate, whereas Christ calls men to love their wives as he loved the church, to die for them, to be servants of them, just as Christ is a servant of his church. And so I think that it's very unfortunate to see that many of the arguments Pearl and others make against women, a lot of their arguments are just, here are misleading statistics to try to show that all the problems in modern dating and marriage, it's women's fault. Well, that's just the inversion of what radical feminists have done for 50 years when they'll try to say everything is men's fault. The answer is not it's all men's fault or it's all women's fault. It's sinners' fault. And men and women are sinners. Each of us sins in a unique way based on distorted masculinity and distorted femininity. I do agree there can be truly toxic masculinity. There could be truly toxic femininity. I mean, that even going all the way back to the Garden of Eden, you see Adam and Eve failing in their respective roles towards one another, ushering in the fall of man. But the church offers an answer that when we look to the saints, when we look to Christ, when we look to Mary, we see authentic masculinity, authentic femininity to model in our own relationships. And that's why I've tried very hard to promote the good of marriage, the good of these relationships and this vocation. And the Catholic Church is going to continue to do that. And our culture is going to see the bitter fruit of rejecting this institution. And we'll be here to pick up those pieces. So, Joseph, thank you so much for calling in. A good book on that, by the way, if you're someone who is bought into propaganda against marriage, there's a book by Brad Wilcox called Get Married. Definitely is very good and covers a lot of these points. And of course, there's my debate. And I'm going to have an episode dealing with these particular arguments airing on my podcast probably about a week or so.
Oh, I'm glad. Trent's podcast, by the way, is, and I'm sure that our caller knows this, Joseph knows this, but Council of Trent, you can find it on, you should watch it on YouTube. It's a big deal on YouTube now, but you can get it at TrentHornPodcast.com. You can find out all about it at TrentHornPodcast.com. It's just one of the many things that we do through the studios department here at Catholic Answers. We've got Joe Heschmeyer's relatively new podcast that he's doing, which is just growing by leaps and bounds. Carlo Broussard, who will be with us next hour, is doing Sunday Catholic Word. We've got Spanish language stuff going on. Edgar Lujano is doing mucho, muy magnifico work in Espanol, and we got some stuff coming with Tim Staples that I'm not really allowed to talk about yet. But one of the things that let me just put it this way: our kind of motto, or I don't know if it's a motto, but our guiding principle is clarity with charity. And Christianity is a joyful thing, and we're supposed to be joyful. And I think you see it in these apologists. They love Jesus. And they're not sourpusses. They're not trying to sell something to make everybody miserable or to, you know, start fights or anything like that. I think you'll notice it in the quality of Trent's answers when he talks about, for example, orthodoxy or Protestantism. Is that we're not trying to put anybody down or defeat anyone. That's not the point. The point is Christ has already had the victory. We want to share the fullness of that victory with everyone we can. This is your opportunity to support what Catholic Answers does. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. 10 lines open right now. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. St. Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's so gratifying. Thank you so much for picking up the phone and calling. So many people have called in the last few minutes. And I think one of the policies, I'll share with you all of our policy, but this is something we always say, tell people what you need. Don't exaggerate what you need. Don't be dramatic about it. Tell people what you need. And if they believe in what we're doing, they'll help us meet those needs. And you're proving it again. We're getting closer and closer. We're down to $8,000 we need to make the match this hour. I think that that's quite doable if people will continue picking up the phones. But I got to tell you right now, 21 of our colleagues are on the lines. That's 21 folks just sitting and waiting. These are busy people who work hard. Most of them are busy people who work hard, and they want to talk to you. So pick up the phone and call and tell them what Catholic Answers means to you. That I have to tell you, when we talk about the pledge drives later, when people have told their story to the folks on the lines, there was often a real sense of joy in that, a real sense of community. And closeness to people. So if you want to share your story, go ahead. But if you want to be done in 90 seconds, they'll get you done in 90 seconds. Just pick up the phone and call. We've still got a match for anybody in any amount. Your money's going to be matched dollar for dollar right now, 888-291-8000. If you can make a one-time pledge of $1,000 or more because of a generous donor, well, several generous donors, that's what we've got on offer today, a $1,000 or more one-time gift will be doubled again. It will be matched again. 888-291-8000. Trent Horn is our guest this hour, and we're going to Laura in North Carolina, watching on YouTube. Laura, you've been waiting a long time. Thanks for letting us raise some money. Go ahead with your question.
You bet. Thank you, Cy. So, Trent, this is an idle question about clothing in heaven.
Okay.
So, after physical resurrection and arrival in heaven, does the absence of all shame in that state mean that Jesus is unclothed and that all the saints and saved who join him are also unclothed?
I don't know. I feel like it's not going to be heaven if I'm not wearing my clothes. It'd be fine for me, but for everybody else, that would be a disaster, Laura. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sure.
Trent, you would give a serious answer.
Sigh, my mind is temporarily distracted with the prompt of you being concerned about you wearing clothes or not. So I'm going to be riding the train around that temporary distraction.
Just envision Winnie the Pooh on a bad day, and you get like, okay, come on.
The answer is, of all things in heaven, we aren't entirely sure, obviously. St. Paul says it's like looking in a mirror dimly. Now, in the ancient world, when Paul was writing, glass mirrors were just starting to take off, like in Egypt. If you wanted a mirror in the Greco-Roman world, the only real way to do that would be polished bronze. So you would take a piece of bronze, you'd polish it up a bunch, and you could kind of see yourself. I mean, think about like in a polished bronze statue or table. You can kind of see yourself in it, but not really. It's sort of dim. So what our life will be like in heaven is a little dim in those respects. We know what will not happen. We know there will not be sin in heaven. We know there will not be concupiscence in heaven. We know there will not be shame in heaven. And that's what's associated with our bodies. We know Adam and Eve were able to live without shame, as Christopher West says, naked without shame, in the Garden of Eden. It was because of sin that they wore clothes to protect each other from a natural tendency to want to lust or use the other person as a sexual object. Will we be clothed in heaven? So that's different. We know there won't be shame. So will we be nude or will we be clothed? Well, we don't know, but the hints that we do have seem to point towards us being clothed in something. Revelation chapter 3, for example, talks about white garments. That's the typical color that the elders in heaven, the saints that are in heaven, what they wear tends to be white garments. The only person described as not having a white garment actually is Jesus. His garment is described as being in the color of blood. It's a reference to him, of course, being the Paschal Lamb who died for the sins of the world. So I would say that if I had to hazard a guess at it, I think we probably will be clothed, but we will be clothed in something that is unlike any kind of clothing material we wear here on Earth. Peter Crave talks about this in his book on heaven. Clothing on in this life is meant to conceal that which can be an opportunity for scandal or sin. So clothing in heaven must be something that's meant to reveal who we are, our unique beauty to others. So it may even be clothing that is just pure light itself. That may be what we are adorned in heaven, a kind of heavenly light that becomes the garments that we wear. We don't entirely know. All we do know is we're definitely going to like it, because we're going to like everything in heaven. It's going to keep getting better every day. It's always going to get better and better every day without end. Praise be to Jesus Christ for that. But thank you so much for the question.
Hang on, Laura. Don't go anywhere. Give her a book, will you? I mean, that was she got a horrible answer there. Not from Trent, but from the first guy. I don't know who that was interrupting the show. But poor Laura needs a book. Whatever book she wants. Let's go to Cyril in Tampa, Florida real quick. Cyril, can you ask your question kind of quickly so that Trent can give you an answer?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about the creed. How many other Christian denominations say the Apostles' Creed? And if they do, on the latter part of the creed where it says, I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. So the other denominations who say the creed, if any,
right,
do they say that part of the...
Thank
that's
you.
That's my question.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, sure. So most mainline Protestant denominations, Eastern Orthodox, of course, say this. There's no problem with the Apostles' Creed. So mainline Protestants, Reformation, Magisterial Protestants. There might be some evangelicals who aren't a fan of the Apostles' Creed, just there's some evangelicals who aren't a fan of anything in church history. But the Apostles' Creed is generally considered a summary of the Christian faith that all Christians recognize as being legitimate and orthodox. So they do say that. When they say Catholic Church, usually what they'll say is by Catholic, they mean lowercase c as an adjective, just meaning the universal church. They don't mean the Catholic big letter C, union with the Pope. But I would say those are the same thing. They're the same thing, that the Catholic Church is just the universal church. Now, as Christians, we recognize there are other Christians who have more or less imperfections in their union to Christ Church. The Second Vatican Council says Christ Church subsists in the Catholic Church, but we recognize that there are true Christians in other denominations that come from the Reformation that have different connections to that one church. They're imperfect connections. We would just desire them to be perfect, to be in full communion with Christ's Catholic Church. So when they say that, well, it's just the universal church, I would challenge them to say, where is this universal church? If the universal church is just every single person who believes in Jesus, that church has no authority over me. It can't guide me. It can't lead me. It can't discipline me. Why? Because every single Christian on earth is going to disagree about everything except for the most bare minimal things of our faith. And if you count people who say they're Christian, not just who are Christian, but who say they're Christian, you won't get agreement on anything. You got Mormons who say they're Christian. Jehovah's Witnesses say they're Christian. So they might say, well, it's just everyone who just is a Christian. Okay, well, where do I find that? How do I know this person truly belongs to the church, this person does not? The church instead has to be something that is an enduring, visible reality. There can be invisible elements to it, but it can't just be an invisible church. And the visible church can't just be the local denomination either. Say, well, it's the local church. Okay, which one? What about where I go? Is every local church the church? Rather, there has to be a universal, visible, enduring reality that has a hierarchy. Hierarchy just means sacred order. And that is ultimately what we find in the Catholic Church that Christ and the apostles established 2,000 years ago.
Cyril, thank you. I got some exciting news. We're getting close to meeting the match for this hour. Extraordinary, but we're so grateful for it. Thank you very much. Less than $2,500 now, and 15 of our colleagues ready to take your calls. So while we go to the break and get ready for Carlo Broussard to come in and continue, first of all, if you're on the line, stay on the line. Carlo's going to be here, and we're going to continue with Ask Me Anything. If you haven't called yet, there's a couple lines open. Good time to call. But if you haven't made your pledge yet, this is also a perfect time to call. We'll be taking our top of the hour break here for the next 5 or 6 minutes. Plenty of time to call 888-291-8000 and help us use up that match. Every pledge matched dollar for dollar, less than $2,500 left now to use all of that up. And if you are of a mind to and are able to, if you can make that pledge of $1,000 or more, that will be matched a second time. 888-291-8000. Let's fill up those phones. 888-291-8000. Thank you, Trent. I enjoyed the hour.
Thank you.
Right back with Carla Broussard. Ask Me Anything on Catholic Answers Live.